back with Ali C.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Water cooler buzz. You're invited to the party. You might create some of the buzz yourself. I'll tell you what. I think the people in the South are tired of being slammed by storms and hail, tornadoes, massive storms in Mississippi Valley. They're saying golf ball-sized hail in some parts, high, terrible winds, twisters. You get the picture. It's something that we keep painting for you, unfortunately, the last 2 weeks. Crazy, crazy, crazy weather. And the flooding is a concern for so many. And record flooding is very, very possible. When these levees fall, that's when the disaster strikes. Think back to Hurricane Katrina. Sometimes people forget the hurricane hit the Gulf Coast, hit Mississippi. But really, it was the levees falling that killed New Orleans. In Missouri, the levee fails, and there are massive evacuations going on right now. Poplar Bluff is a very crowded area in and around that particular spot. So there's 2 miles along Black River where they absolutely had to go door to door and tell people you have to leave. It's a discussion that we have had, folks, that I think all of you can relate to, whether you're in Florida, you're in Illinois, Connecticut, Texas, wherever. When a natural disaster strikes or flooding, something of epic proportions, whatever it is, caused by Mother Nature, doesn't matter. You got to go when you have to go. You cannot worry about saving the house that's probably going to float away and could kill you inside it. But people insist on doing it. And hey, listen, I can't fathom being in that position, just trying to hang on. You have this death grip in one sense. And in the other sense, you're saying, oh, I really have to get out of here. You're just trying to play chicken with it. I understand. You know, they had 60 water rescues because of stuff like that. 7,000 people had to be moved, according to the Missouri governor. And there's places for them to go. There have been shelters that have been set up. It's just that feeling of letting go of the house and not knowing what's going to happen when you come back. So anyway, Poplar Bluff has gotten about 15 inches of rain in the last 4 days. 5 of the inches of that rain came from one storm. So you've got National Guard all over the place. I mean, the good news is there is help. The bad news is a lot of people want to hang around, so they're scared to death that they're going to find people floating, to be blunt, because they didn't make it out. Switching gears from disasters to disasters shaping up for the Republicans in 2012. I said this in our last show. Who is going to take the reins? Who is really going to capture the imagination of the people, for example, that would call themselves independent, who are a little disenfranchised with what's happening with the Democrats? Traditionally, a lot of independents go the Democratic route, but not always. So who is that Republican that's going to emerge? Who's on the campaign trail or soon to get on that campaign trail that can snatch it away from Barack Obama? The congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, is doing the exploratory committee thing. He talked about reasons why he wants it and what's happening with our government.
Today I'm announcing that I did file
for an exploratory committee with the FEC to run for president on the Republican ticket. It's a continuing evaluation, but I do intend to make a firm decision in the not-too-distant future. I would be very surprised if I don't make that decision to go one way or the other in the month of May. I think that Obama will not be able to hang on to that enthusiasm of the young people because of what's been happening in the last couple of years.
All right, I agree with Paul that I'm not so sure he can hang on to the enthusiasm. He really had the youth push the first time around, and it was a stroke of brilliance what the people who were trying to elect Barack Obama did, because immediately they took charge of social media. They sent out all kinds of email blasts, and they tweeted and went to Facebook and did everything they could to really reach the younger people. But now, Paul's right, a lot of those people couldn't find jobs, are heavily in debt because they went to school or they didn't go to school and they can't find the jobs that they normally could get. So there are people who aren't so thrilled with the change you can count on. Now, having said that, you still have to have somebody that really grabs the imagination of the country, I think. And the sooner the Republicans drill it down and get that person, the better off they'll be with a shot of trying to get them elected. Now, Mike Huckabee, who won the 2008 Iowa caucuses, and of course is the former governor of Arkansas, is going to speak to the National Rifle Association. He's going to do that in Pittsburgh this Saturday. Some people still think that Huckabee is the sleeper. And like in a horse race coming around that final turn, he is the horse that's going to have the speed. He is going to get into this, and there'll be a big push for Huckabee. Others really believe that Sarah Palin, who was the 2008 Republican VP nominee and the former Alaskan governor, is still in the hunt for this thing, that she'll jump into it. She really honestly will jump into the spotlight a little bit more, not for speaking and not for talking about what's happening in Washington, but running on her own for the presidency. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure that that really is the plan. There's one thing we do know besides Paul looking into this. The former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, who lost in 2008 the nomination, he really wants this. He is trying to pull out all the stops, from what I understand. He is going full throttle to try to be the chosen one. But can somebody who's a Mormon get the nomination? I don't think so. I think that has held him back for whatever reason. If it's because of the view people have, the polygamy thing they can't get out of their head, which is not what Romney has done or is even part of his makeup, but it doesn't matter. It's the association. Can he get people to get beyond the Mormon factor? It still lingers for Romney. In one way, I'm surprised by that, and I guess I'm answering my own question. I think that's the thing he has the hardest time with. You could look at some other things with Romney, but especially, I think religion is what holds him back. All right, coming up, we've got odds and ends, plus we're going to check the email. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Continuing this hour of America tonight, like I said, we're going to check your letters, snail mail, email, the slow stuff. I don't know, I've heard it called all kinds of things. The slop. It's not the slop, actually. I get very thoughtful emails. I'm blown away, in fact, by many of the emails that you send. If you have thoughts on the show, you want to vent about something, you want to expound upon what we've discussed on the show, you can certainly do that. Just go to the website, AmericaTonight.net, click on email, poof, and there you go. Send it to us. It's off. It's off into the Ethernet world, right? And we'll get it. Okay, so here's the scoop, topping odds and ends. We don't want to forget the question of Syria. What to do? Well, there's more violence that continues to escalate. So, is the United States going to step in any way? The president is threatening with sanctions, but the Syrian Army is on a mission. And it seems to be that they're shooting everything and anything that gets in their way. I mean, that's it. They're just a crush of bodies. And they're shaking up the people. The government is going into that repression violence mode, period. How far do they go? How long does it last? You know, somebody said to me that if you go back to the 80s and remember Syria, they crushed an Islamist revolt and killed 10,000 people. And it looks like they're willing to do what they have to do once again. So, Assad, what's happening with the president, Bashar al-Assad? And where does the United States fall on the Syria question? See, we knew this was happening. I mean, it was obvious that it was going to happen. And if you stepped in one country, do you have to step into another? What's the equation? How do you decide? How do you decide where you back off? See, once the humanitarian thing came out, then that was it. You knew there was trouble. Speaking of trouble of a different sort, you know that I was hacked into, and I talked about it. I was so hacked off. One of those bogus emails went out. Somebody got into my email account, drained it, sent emails to everybody that I was stuck in London, needed money, didn't have a passport, all that stuff. And there were enough people that contacted me that it shook them up. They didn't necessarily read everything and assumed that maybe that was really true or just wanted to make sure there was no problem or whatever. Yeah. Because as one of my friends said, listen, if Kate went to London, it wouldn't just be for the weekend. It would be for at least a week. So now you have a hacker who stole the names, the birth dates, and credit card numbers for 77 million people who play online video games through PlayStation, through that console. And it might be the biggest, one of the biggest data breaches in history, period. 77 million people. All of those gamers have to be seething. And if they acted quickly, you know, with the credit card numbers, they start just pounding and hitting the numbers. Sure, people can get the money back and all that other sort of stuff, but it's a nightmare. It's a mess. So the network's been offline for 6 days, and they said they had an unauthorized intrusion is what they're calling, and they're calling it. And they said it happened between April 17th and April 19th, and it resulted in this loss of information used in the identity theft. Oh, I hate hearing stories like this, because when you go to order things, I mean, where do you go to order things where you're not using your credit card online? And the PlayStation Network is big. I mean, it's really, really big.
On the plus side, though, there'll be a bunch of people who realize it's spring outside now.
And they don't have to sit by their games console.
They won't sit online. I mean, this is, I know a couple of people who are pretty big into the gaming, and for the whole network to be shut down. I mean, you can still play your game or whatever, but playing online with other people, that's the big draw to the PlayStation. And
right.
There are a lot of people who are pretty, like, just going insane with, I don't even know what to do, because they are just bouncing off the walls because they can't play their game.
Yeah, because they play so much. Sometimes I read somewhere that really addicted people, Matt, play up to 30 hours a week.
Yeah. That's a lot of time to spend on one thing, because, and there's also, because I've played, you know, some of these games at my buddy's house, and, you know, I'm not foreign to it or anything, but it'll accumulate your time, and there are people who have accumulated online time, you know, like, oh, I've been playing this game for 12 hours and 6 days, or however it works out, and it's like, wow, you really spent the last year, like, just doing that game, and it'll count the time for you, and it let you know how long you were just sitting alone by yourself playing that game.
Yeah, that the way you put it, that is very sad. Sitting alone in my room playing this game, I am 28 years old. You got to get out and get in that fresh air once in a while. It's that tunnel vision that's so frightening. All right, 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents on some of the things that we've been talking about here, including the gas prices. What are you paying at the pump, and how much is that hurting you? What have you had to cut out to make up for the money you need to get the gas to go to work? Because that's what I'm hearing from people. They'll say, well, I used to every once in a while, once a week, twice a week, stop at Starbucks, no more. Or they're cutting out other things from their budget to make up for the loss of money that they're dumping into the car to get it filled up. And, yeah, if you're doing that 45 minutes, hour commute, hour and a half commute each way, you're idling in traffic, it's got to hit you. You drive a SUV, forget about it. And I think the one thing that's true is if we continue to go down this road, let me tell you this. I will easily go out on this limb, and I'm sure a lot of other people would go out on it with me, crawling or standing up. It's not so bold as to say if the crazy predictions we're hearing were by December, because remember, we're almost out of April into May, and we've got tough months because usually the price goes up anyway when you're talking about the summertime. If by December gas, regular, a gallon, is up to $6, look out. All bets are off as to what's going to happen in the presidential election, because it really is one of those things you cannot mess with the American people. They're not saying, oh, well, that's life. Things go up. Yeah, like inflation, recessions, can't find jobs. You know, pick any of the financial terms for things that are cyclical and come around. But if it gets up to the $6 or even $7, by the time it drops down, it's never going to drop down very far from there. Even if it dropped down to $5, that would still be $5. So you see it hit five, hit six, and you're going to see a lot of unhappy people in this country because they are going to struggle with what they need to cut out to be able to afford the high price of gasoline. And if they're already stretched to the max, you tell me, what do you cut out of that budget? Does the entire family eat ramen noodles? Do you tell the school I can't make cupcakes or participate in whatever day they have where people have to bring in treats because you can't afford that for the family budget? Vacations have to be out the window. You got to assume a lot of staycations will happen. And how many people are going to want to drive long distances if the gasoline is that high? What's it doing to the RV business? Do you want to get in your RV and drive anywhere? Drive coast to coast? See the sights? I don't think so. Gas is way too high. Hang with us. We'll take some calls next on America Tonight.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
So let's head to the phones. How much gaming is too much gaming? They say the average person with a Sony PlayStation deal, talking 30 hours now, 77 million get hacked into. They're hacked off. They haven't been able to get on and do the online thing. And they're chomping at the bit because they're so addicted. I think it's terrible what happened with the hacking because that's stolen identity. And who knows what they do with those credit cards. You can't shut them off soon enough, I would think. But it's almost like people have the DTs because their life centered so much around PlayStation. You got to think there's something harmful about that if you can't pull yourself away from it. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle to be a part of America Tonight. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Wow, your line didn't even click. Hey, must be that hacker or something like that. Hey, you know, the other thing about PlayStation is, a lot of people's, they have, let's play games on it right now, but, my mom, dad, they use that, my nephew's, PlayStation that taps into Netflix. And, so you watch Buku movies, any movie you want, practically, that's been put out on DVD or in the past or whatever. And so anyway, though, so that's kind of shut down right now also. So it's not just the gaming that's offline, but anyway, when they're going to get this thing running again. So
they're hoping that they're going to have it up by tomorrow.
Yeah, well, so anyway, though, really bizarre. Hey, a couple things for you. you know, today, did you hear this White House press release about the Obama birth certificate kind of thing?
The Obama, oh, yeah, they've been talking about what happened was CNN did an investigation where they sent someone to Hawaii and they showed the birth certificate and said, listen, this is ridiculous. And then the White House responds and for the second day in a row, gets a question about the birther thing, and they just poo-poo it and say, you know, whatever. They'll answer the question, but they're saying, in fact, I think we can let you hear it. Let's let everybody hear this. This is the White House spokesperson, if we have it, Jay Carney, talking about the birther, what he's saying, distraction. Just, it's real brief. Take a listen.
It's a distraction, and it's an unfortunate distraction from the issues that I think most Americans care about.
Okay, so the birther question is actually interesting that you brought that up, John. Does this subtract from the Republicans, or does it do anything? Because a poll was taken where 38% of the people polled said they didn't believe that Barack Obama was a citizen of the U.S. So there is an impact to this whole thing.
Well, the question I have, Kate, and we've talked, I think, once or twice before about this, is that, you know, you listen to that response by the White House there, and it's kind of like, hey, don't bug us with this stupid question, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, why doesn't he come out? I mean, he could run his birth certificate on a free page in every newspaper in the country. Every newspaper would want to run it just to be able to draw sales, you know, so people could see that the guy was born in the United States. But it's like this issue that they play games with, and they don't want to directly answer it. They say they've answered it, but yet there still seems to be some kind of question about it. You know, and it's not going to come from the liberal media answering the question whether or not he's, you know, print your stupid birth certificate and the national newspapers and the question, you know. It's the end of the issue. And instead they sit back and say, well, this is just petty, you know. It's kind of like when people are trying to ask the question, did we go to Iraq because, you know, President Bush wanted to get Saddam because he tried to kill his daddy? Oh, no, that was just, you know. I mean, it's kind of like that, you know.
Right.
You know, so just answer the question, get it over with, unless he can, and because when he doesn't answer it, when he doesn't present his birth certificate, then it makes people think, well, why is he, this is just something stupid and simple that should be answered, and he's not answering it. When it makes people think maybe he wasn't born in Hawaii. You know, I mean, the opposite to that question is, well, if he wasn't born in Hawaii, he was born somewhere, unless he was brought in from Mercians or something like that, you know, Kate, I don't think that, was he born in Kenya? Was he born in Thailand? Wouldn't one of those countries have his birth certificate?
No, they're saying, listen, they're saying in Hawaii, they're saying he was born in Hawaii and screw you if you don't think I was born here. I mean, you're right. That's basically what they're saying. If you don't believe in the birth certificate, here's the birth certificate. If you don't believe it, tough tiddlywinks, we don't care. It's a distraction and it's stupid and let the people keep being sucked into this birther discussion because it only plays to our advantage. That's what they're saying, that it's true, that here's the birth certificate. It's a great conspiracy theory, but it only helps the Democrats, so they'll let that play out, and they'll paint everybody who thinks that he wasn't born here as a kook.
Yeah.
This is the bottom line. It's like I say before, and you know this, if it's change you can't count on, you don't want him in, then you have to have a candidate you can wrap your arms around, and who's that candidate?
Right.
Who is that candidate, Don? I don't know. Of the people that are out there now, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Mitt Romney? Would you vote for Huckabee if he were on the ballot? I mean, who would it be? That's the big question. More than the birth certificate thing.
Well, that comes back to when we were talking a while back about how, you know, the problems they're facing the federal government right now are just so massive that I don't think there's one or even any of them know how to handle it. And so the question is, you know, who out there is going to be able to come in and straighten out this big, huge mess they've got, you know, with the economy, with the, you know, and there isn't anybody. So then people are just going to go, well, there's nobody out there who's going to do a better job than Obama, just leave Obama in, you know. So, you know, that's, you know, if you think there's somebody out there that's going to come in and change the economy around, you know, God, Lord, help us if it's Donald Trump, the man's filed bankruptcy, I don't know how many times. Hey, last thing real quick, two quick things. Yeah, you know, once again today, Obama was talking about, you know, U.S. drilling more oil, they'll bring the price of oil down. It ain't going to work that way, Kay. We talked about it last night. You know, OPEC's going to control the price of oil, and it's really the whole problem. And the thing that upsets me right now, Kay, the price of oil going up, is that it's not because, the OPEC even said, it's not because of production. They've got plenty of oil out on the market, okay? It's because of these idiot speculators. I wasn't joking about sending tomahawks into their houses. You know, these guys are the ones jacking up the price of oil, and the oil companies are all getting rich off of it. You know, and you talk about how much you're spending for gas. They're saying we're paying $1 more a gallon right now than we were last year this time.
Oh,
you know,
and that's crazy.
Well, 3 times a month, I put 14 gallons into my car, one of my cars. You know, that's $28.42 extra dollars right there. Another $30 in the other car, spending $72 more a month in gas. You know, $72 could go somewhere else. A lot of people, you know, might have tighter budgets, you know. That's a big chunk to be paying extra $50 to $100 a month in gas.
Oh, it's a big chunk. It's bills. It could be two bills or who knows. It's food, whatever.
Yeah, but it's these scumbag speculators, you know. I mean, they make me, you know. And anyway, they remind me of Bernie Madoff. I was listening to a story about him today. But anyways. Hey, and last thing I wanted to share with you. I don't know if you know about this or not, because you probably don't follow the world's great, most popular sport too often. I don't, but Real Salt Lake, our soccer team here in Salt Lake, I guess you could say for Wyoming too, so we don't have one. Anyway, they are playing tonight in their stadium. They're playing Monterrey, some team from Mexico whose coaches have made quite a few nasty comments about Americans and et cetera, and I'm thinking, really, why are you guys running all across the border over here? You hate this country so much. But anyway, they're playing them for the CONCAF or something like that championship. And the reason I bring it up is, you know, it's some, like, cup thing for all of Northern and Central America. And no American team has ever won it before. And they're playing tonight. So,
ooh, that's really huge.
No, because America's never been, you know, what you call a powerhouse in soccer. I mean,
No.
But you knew by, you know, years ago in the 90s and now in the 2000s how many kids are playing soccer that, you know, America's eventually going to get better at that sport. And so good luck to Real tonight. Maybe they can win the cup and, you know, it'd be something different than, you know, the other major sports that we have. And in any case, so... you think there'll be football this year, by the way?
I don't know. It's interesting that you bring that up because supposedly the players, after the judge said the lockout is over and the owners are appealing the judge's decision, the players were allowed to go back to the weight rooms of the teams and it was supposed to be open for them, the facilities. And some of the teams said, no, we can't do that. It's not open yet, and they're trying to figure it out because you still have this court thing brewing. What happens with the appeal? And they haven't made a decision on the $9 billion. That's where they're at. I think they lose at least a couple of games. I'm now feeling more optimistic that maybe there'll be partial season but not the whole season. However, that could change on a dime on this appeal. The players seem to think it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's great. So,
it is great. We want it. We want the NFL season. I'm sorry. We need something to keep our spirits up. And we're not gaming for 30 hours. We're watching games. And it's once a week, for goodness sake. Maybe twice a week sometimes. But we want the NFL back. It's ridiculous when you look at people around the country, thanks, Don, who are struggling paycheck to paycheck. It's the one bloody thing they grab onto. It's a slice of Americana. Sorry. Sorry for people who think there's just other things that are bigger, badder, more important, like the world's going to end and everything else. Well, it's going to end. We want to end watching football. We want our football back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Before we skedaddle this hour, we're going to check the mail. Right now, though, let's head to Rick in Illinois. Rick, you're on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. Hey, Rick.
Kate Middleton?
I don't think I'd even want to... Listen, I don't even think I'd want to be Kate Middleton in one way. Okay, so now you're rich forever. You'll never wear the same dress. But you'll be like a caged animal with the nutty British press smothering you, writing nasty things about everything you do. If you gain a pound, they'll say you're fat. I don't know that I would like that.
Yeah, but you have people waiting on you hand and foot.
Oh, I do like that part. Oh, my. What if you know what? If you, what would be your fantasy? Would it be to have somebody cook for you, and you never have to make a meal yourself again, Rick, and you are just served whatever food? or to wait on you otherwise, like drive you around, make the bed, clean your place? Which would it be?
Probably cook.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But I see this clown, Donald Trump, just starting to write things about him now, and it's starting to dig deep into his background. They, you know, like he used the city government to, when he built that casino to try to keep those people off their property and everything. That little lady fought him and won.
Yeah.
They're starting to dig up the dirt on him. And then they said he didn't vote for like 20 years.
Yeah, he hasn't voted since the late 80s. I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You look into someone's, of course, they're immediately going to look into his voting record. They're going to look into his business background. And I don't know that he's going to like it, because if he has the itch and now they're scratching it, they're going to come up with stuff.
Yeah, and if he didn't vote, he got no right to criticize Bush or Obama.
Yeah.
You got no right to criticize him.
You know what? I agree with you, Rick. I say this all the time on America Tonight. I'm so tired of people saying, oh, forget my vote. I say that all the time, that you, I don't care whatever your vote is, vote, because we live in a free country and you get a vote. So it's not that difficult to do. More people should vote. It could change the results of some of these elections, especially locally and certainly when it comes to Congress and the Senate.
Well, you know, if you voted, you got the right to complain about somebody.
Yep, I agree.
If you vote, you shouldn't complain about nobody, because you've got no right to complain. But I see Obama called Boehner out on this oil thing that will take away their subsidies, these oil companies.
Yeah, well, you know, the subsidies is like $4 billion.
Yeah, Boehner kind of went along with it for a little bit, and then he backtracked. He said, well, there won't be no incentive for them to drill oil, but there's plenty of incentive for them to drill oil, because that guy for Exxon made like $21 million, so, you know, he don't need no subsidies, or none of them need subsidies.
Oh, absolutely. When in the next couple of days, the report will come out for how what the profits have been, and it'll be a sky-high number, and people will go ballistic because of having to pay whatever they're paying, whether it's $4 or almost $4 or $5 for a gallon of regular. And they'll be, trust me, Rick, they'll be unbelievable profits, yes.
Yeah, well, I want to hear the Tea Party people go along with Obama and take away their subsidies.
I think people will be mysteriously quiet about that.
I think they will, too.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah. Pick and choose what suits them and what suits the country.
And that's the tough part about being in politics, because you can't pick and choose. You have to stay in your lane. I mean, I respect the people that stay in their lane, even when they're getting knocked about, because they refuse to back down from what their belief system is and why they ran and got there in the first place, instead of easily bending. I'm not talking about when you need to have a conversation, you need to give in a little bit here and there. I'm saying when they do a complete flip-flop, you know it's because of who's supporting them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, wait to see what they think, take away the subsidies or not. That'd be something to watch there.
I'm going to say they don't take away the subsidies. I'm going to say no way. It's $4 billion, and that's $4 billion we could use, but they're not going to do it, because they're going to say that more money or jobs or whatever with the drilling and other things will actually help the economy, and why should they not have the subsidies, because they need that money, that upfront money. But I don't think there's going to be a lot made about it, and there has been in the past, but they're not going to change that. Rick, drive safely, my friend.
Yeah. Take care.
You too. Okay, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
He's sleeping again.
You just have like mail, mistress.
Just like the air traffic controllers.
I'm telling you, these third shifts are killing this guy.
You're fired, as Donald Trump would say.
He's had a rough month.
Oh, we understand. It happens to the best of us.
I need to have him start drinking more coffee like myself.
But coffee's too expensive, so get a cheap brand.
It's a catch-22.
I know. Oh, the pain of coffee. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, I wrote a little blurb about it. Highest it's been in 34 years, seriously. Someone tried to tell me, oh, that's not really that high. It's like, yeah, if you take inflation, go back, we start subtracting numbers. No, it's the highest it's been. I'm a coffee drinker, and I don't like to drink instant coffee. I know you've all written me notes, oh, get this crappy instant coffee. No, I don't want it. I want real coffee. I want a womanly coffee. One that's strong, and it's not the stuff you spoon out and throw in the bottom of the cup. Okay, this one is from Alex, coming to us from, how about this, Florida. Kate, listen to you here on the Space Coast. We are so excited about the arrival of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, although I don't think she'll see anyone in the public. The thought that she's here is very, very cool. Plus the Endeavor taking off. You need to come down and see one of these things for yourself. It's so fun to look into the sky. We couldn't be more excited. Everybody is buzzing from Cocoa on down to Melbourne. Okay, excellent. WMEL. Our affiliate there in a very cool area. I like the name, too, Space Coast. How about this comes to us from Lynn, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Syria the other night. At first, I disagreed with you when you said that we cannot rescue everybody. After all, isn't that the heart and soul of Americans, the fact that we're such givers and we don't want to see any people suffer? But at what point, you're right, do you draw the line in the sand? Because we obviously haven't helped so many others who have been murdered. Look at the genocide of Rwanda. I'd say, Syria, stay out, or we are headed for serious trouble. Yeah, the problem is, what do you do when you're going to have boots on the ground there? Of course we're not going to do that. We're already overwhelmed with the situation with Afghanistan when you're talking about a voluntary military. Always remember that. And you have people who are serving who are doing two and three tours. That's a lot, and not a lot of break in between. So, sadly, people are being killed. There are raids in one of the Damascus suburbs that apparently is pretty nasty. And about 400 or 500 people have been killed since mid-March. Hundreds of others disappeared. They don't know all the exact numbers, but they know people have gone missing. And that's scary. One day you're there, the next day it's a mystery as to what's happened. There's snipers all over the place on these rooftops. And clean water? Don't even have it. Got 300,000 people who are more than parched, let's say. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to us at americatonight.net.